USA News. I'm Dave Collins. 2,000 U.S. troops are being told to be ready to deploy to the Middle East. Reports say the troops would not be serving in a combat role if sent. The report comes just as the U.S. sends a second carrier strike group off the coast of Israel. President Biden is taking a trip to Israel. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Monday during a briefing after meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the president will make the trip on Wednesday. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Hamas must be stopped once and for all.
The United States Senate will do everything possible to help Israel eliminate the threat that Hamas presents.
Speaking from the Senate floor, Schumer underscored his efforts to advance legislation for the provision of vital military and humanitarian aid to Israel. He stressed that prioritizing support for Israel must be the foremost concern of Congress. Representative Kevin McCarthy's confident Ohio Republican Jim Jordan will take over as House Speaker. During a Fox and Friends interview earlier, McCarthy emphasized his dedication to securing Jordan's election on the House floor tomorrow.
He has been an integral part of our team when we took the majority, helping us get the majority.
Jordan received the Republican nomination last week and has been gaining support. A number of Republicans who were initially hesitant about Jordan have now declared their intention to support him. Miami will be the venue for the third Republican presidential primary debate hosted by NBC News on November 8th. To qualify, candidates must demonstrate at least a 4% polling threshold in two national polls or achieve 4% in a national poll along with one in an early state. Taylor Swift is at the box office with the top-grossing concert film in domestic history, raking in $92 million in the United States. This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
SAG-AFTRA members are back on the picket lines after talks with Hollywood studios broken down. Actors are picketing outside Disney Studios in Burbank. Disney's one of a handful of major studios embroiled in the negotiations with Actors Union. Actors want new wage scales to apply to streaming revenues. They also want protection against the use of actor images and voices through artificial intelligence. Former President Trump says a limited gag order against him in his federal election interference case is unconstitutional. During a campaign in Iowa, Trump said he plans to appeal the federal judge's decision and claim the Justice Department has been weaponized against him.
Today, a judge put on a gag order. I'll be the only politician in history that runs with a gag order where I'm not allowed to criticize people. Don't you believe this? I'm not allowed to criticize people.
The order issued prohibits Trump from making statements publicly targeting special counsel Jack Smith and his staff, court staff, and potential witnesses. A former NFL star is facing charges in South Florida following his arrest over the weekend. Broward County Police arrested former Tampa Bay Buccaneers wide receiver Antonio Brown outside his Dania Beach home around midnight Sunday. He's accused of failing to pay child support to the mother of one of his children who lives in the Miami-Dade County area. Coming up in the business week ahead, third quarter earnings season ramps up. No major economic reports are due to be released, but that changes Tuesday with retail sales data and the Home Builder Confidence Index. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.